The cemetery stands silent under a full moon as Mai Fairchild confronts an alpha werewolf, her hand clutching a concealed blade. This isn't just another supernatural standoff, it's a collision of worlds that defines the heart of Shifter Origins. The tension crackles between them until they reach an unexpected truce, setting the stage for a story that explores what happens when we're caught between two natures. Mai moves between worlds with practiced ease, embodying the central question: when human and wolf collide in one body, which instinct wins? This duality isn't just fantasy, it's a primal journey into the shadow self we all harbor beneath civilized facades. Haven't we all felt torn between different versions of ourselves, between societal expectations and our deeper, more instinctive drives? The shifting in these stories gives physical form to this universal struggle, making their journeys resonate far beyond the boundaries of fantasy. The most fascinating tension is the ongoing battle between animal instinct and human reason. Characters constantly negotiate between these aspects of themselves, creating rich internal conflicts that drive the narrative forward. Olivia's struggle with her chaos-imbued nature during a classroom discussion perfectly illustrates this tension. A confrontation with a defiant student triggers her monstrous instincts, indicating the persistent conflict between her external scholarly role and her internal primal forces. Honor experiences similar conflicts when tracking Bastion's pelt. Slipping into her lupine skin, Honor fights her instinct to remain covert, driven by the quest to reclaim her family's legacy. Family isn't just important in this world, it's everything. Mai's existence centers on protecting her sister Kira, driving her to fight werewolves in brutal cage matches. Financial survival for herself and dreams of stability for her sister fueled her every move. These fights, where Mai balances revealing enough skill to survive while concealing her true abilities, perfectly symbolize family sacrifice. Honor races to recover her cousin Bastion's stolen pelt before his life force fades. When her nearly a lawyer cousin Justice confronts her about returning empty-handed, their complicated history surfaces through tense exchanges. These family bonds are portrayed as both strengthening and constraining, messy yet unbreakable. The most poignant moment comes when Honor risks everything for Bastion, racing as Bastion's life hangs by a thread, but determination fuels Honor's pace. Trust becomes contested territory, with characters constantly evaluating who deserves their confidence. When Luke, a werewolf with stormy blue eyes, shows unexpected kindness to Honor during her break-in, she experiences a rare connection. Despite being momentarily enchanted, she must refocus on her mission. This interaction establishes a central tension between self-preservation and alliance. When Luke's father forces a bite upon Honor, it catalyzes a power struggle ripe with ancient customs. Danger rarely announces itself directly, instead lingering at the edges of perception, detected first through heightened senses. Wolfie, a young alpha establishing territory, exemplifies this when he detects an unfamiliar and ominous scent on his new terrain, suspecting vampires. His milk brother Chase dismisses his concerns, but Wolfie's instincts prove partially correct. Something dangerous lurks in the cave, though not what he feared. The most insidious threats come from those appearing harmless. When Honor confronts Clarence Smithwhite, a seemingly vulnerable boy with leukemia, she discovers he's been using his condition to manipulate others. The revelation unfolds as Honor notes subtle inconsistencies before the full danger becomes apparent. Even ordinary settings become treacherous for shifters. Mai's apartment is deliberately burned to eliminate evidence, while public spaces require constant vigilance against exposure. Internal threats mirror external ones. Olivia's struggle with her uncontrollable darker side during a first date demonstrates how shifters must guard against their own nature as vigilantly as external dangers. This parallel adds psychological depth to what might otherwise be straightforward action. Central to these stories is the concept of theft, not just of objects, but of identity itself. The stolen pelts serve as powerful metaphors for the loss of self that comes with being forced to deny one's true nature. When Honor pursues Bastian's pelt, she's seeking the essence of who he is, as hidden secrets of familial bonds and mythical realities fuse in tumultuous harmony. Mai's confrontation with the thief who stole her mother's starball represents a struggle to reclaim her heritage and connection to her ancestry and power. When objects carry such profound significance, their theft becomes an assault on identity itself. The stories also explore belonging as identity. Wolfie's efforts to establish territory for his pack reflect the universal need for a place to call home, while his evolution from fear-based leadership to collaboration demonstrates a deeper understanding of belonging. Even human characters face identity struggles. Mrs. Smythewhite's denial of her son's terminal condition parallels the supernatural character's inability to accept their true selves. Survival in this world depends on elaborate deceptions. Characters constantly navigate when to reveal themselves and when to hide, creating performances that blur the line between authentic self and necessary facade. Mai's cage matches exemplify this balance. She must appear strong enough to survive, but weak enough to maintain her cover. Her battle strategy involves a delicate dance of truth and feint. Honor similarly adopts multiple personas while infiltrating the Smythewhite household, always aware of how she's being perceived. The most poignant deceptions involve family members hiding truths from each other. When Honor and Grace communicate in twinspeak, they create a private language that both protects and divides. In a world where revealing your true self could be fatal, what does it mean to be genuine? When characters have spent their lives hiding, can they ever fully reveal themselves, even to those they trust? These questions resonate beyond the supernatural context, speaking to universal human experiences. How much of ourselves do we hide in different contexts, and at what cost? The most successful characters harmonize contradictory elements of their nature. Wolfie evolves from dominance-based leadership to a more balanced approach, suggesting true wisdom comes from integrating instinct and reason. These stories question whether our rational minds are truly separate from our instinctive drives. Shifter stories illuminate human experiences through supernatural elements. Through transforming characters, we explore universal questions about identity, belonging, and self-acceptance. This exploration of duality resonates with anyone navigating different aspects of themselves, whether cultural identities, professional and personal roles, or the gap between current and aspirational selves. Family relationships in these narratives mirror our own complex bonds, how we support and constrain each other, make sacrifices, and keep secrets. These stories offer hope that integration is possible, that we can acknowledge all aspects of ourselves without being torn apart by contradictions. In a world of binary thinking, tales of beings moving fluidly between states remind us that boundaries are more permeable than they appear, and that our greatest strength may come from embracing the transformative space between identities.